One of rural Iowa's most unique restaurants is losing its chef, leaving the future of the Ladora Bank Bistro somewhat uncertain. The struggle to find a new owner for the restaurant shows how difficult it can be to keep historic buildings open in small-town Iowa. Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne reports.
There's nowhere quite like the Ladora Bank Bistro. It's a romantic, white tablecloth kind of place in a nearly 100-year-old bank in downtown Ladora, population 274. Chef and restaurant owner Jim Vito is showing me around.
Wow. And so the vault is over here.
Yep.
This just looks so great.
Yeah.
The classical revival-style building has been renovated, but barely changed since it was built in 1920. Original chandeliers hang from the ceiling. Marble teller's counter is now the bar, and old bank vaults hold beer and wine.
All the wine, these are old field tiles. Very handy to hold the wine.
Yeah.
I rearranged in here a little bit.
Another vault holds the old safety deposit boxes and spices.
Which, this is fun always opening up. So then I have a freezer in there that I just keep some stuff in.
Squeezed into a galley kitchen in the back, Vito runs what's been called the best small-town restaurant in the state, pumping out gorgeous cheese boards and locally sourced charcuterie. But he says it's time for him to move on.
You know, one of the main factors is the limitation in the kitchen, you know, just kind of running out of ideas of what I can do here and just ready for a change.
That leaves the owner of the building itself, Dmitry Makadunsky, trying to figure out what comes next. He first fell in love with the bank while passing through town on his motorcycle in 2004.
And I happened to notice this beautiful structure on the north side of the highway, right on the highway, and I was drawn to it. So I just pulled the bike over and walked up and just started, you know, putting my nose in the windows and looking around.
He poured thousands of dollars and years of his life into the place, patching leaks and preserving the old wood and marble.
I was just completely blown away by just all the antiquity that was still inside. All the chandeliers were hanging in perfect condition. The teller cages, all the marble and glass was still perfectly in place. It was just kind of just like a walking back in time.
But across the state, many of these signature civic buildings are crumbling. Schools, banks, and historic homes are abandoned, demolished, or replaced. Bruce Perry is the president of Preservation Iowa.
If the average home value in a small town is $100,000 and you put $400,000 into restoring a Victorian home, it's going to be tough to get that money out of it. So it does pose unique challenges for rural communities, small towns.
Combined with the risk of starting any business in a shrinking community, the numbers don't always add up. But it's worth trying, Perry says.
So that they can remain economically viable and that people can maintain this feeling of place, connection to the past, and having some of these structures serve as a bridge between the past and our future.
And there are ways to make it work, with state and federal tax credits or grants. State and local preservation offices and the Iowa Economic Development Authority can help too. But it's also important to find the right use for the right building.
Historic preservation that isn't connected to a community and isn't connected to any economic drivers might not be a good idea.
Josh Moe is a preservation architect with the firm OPN. He says the bank bistro strikes this balance really well.
It's this perfect confluence of a really cool space and a really good restaurant. This is an example of how small towns in Iowa can use historic preservation and conservation as a catalyst.
Back at the bistro, Vito is strategizing how to sell down his beer and wine collection before he leaves. He's closing up shop after Valentine's Day weekend. But he thinks someone will fall in love with the place like he did.
Yeah, I hope that works out. It'd be a shame for this building to not be used for something.
Makadunsky is still looking for that next chef, but he plans to keep a restaurant running in the old bank and to reopen for business this April. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.